Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Callis changed all the music, by the way. We got new beds.
One of my favorite songs right here.
He said he thinks he split it like 50-50, stuff that he thought you would like, stuff that he thought I would like.
Yeah. He's done a good job so far.
He has.
I like it.
And it's nice to get a little change up in here.
Uh-huh. You know the song?
Yeah. Beatles, right?
Yep. There you go.
I just saw on the Twitter.com, Chris Canty has his top five challengers to the Kansas City Chiefs, Dorn. Detroit, Buffalo, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia.
Okay.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the Steelers to beat the Lions, but you'll take your swings in the Super Bowl. That's a good football team.
They're so good. Watching that game in the Green Bay, oh my gosh, they just did whatever they wanted.
If Mike Tomlin, and this is not going to happen, if he were to retire at the end of the year, you hire Ben Johnson, you don't think twice about it.
Right.
I mean, I think the Saints, they just fired Dennis Allen, right? And I don't know what's going to happen in Las Vegas. I don't know if he's going to survive the season. They just fired Luke Getsy, their offensive coordinator. I'm lining up, and I'm putting a bug in Ben Johnson's ear every single day from now until the decision can be made.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's going to be a superstar, but what a smart dude to stay in Detroit.
Right, after last year.
Man.
Yeah, just looking at all the situations and being like, all right, you know what, I have a better situation here than taking a head coaching job in, say, Carolina.
Right.
Like, think about that. He'd just be, who knows what would happen. Like, he could be a genius, but I don't know if there's any fixing certain situations whenever you have somebody that's above you that won't let you really do your thing.
Not to go, like, too far off the reservation here, but same thing with the Saints.
That too.
There's $60 million or something like that over the cap next year.
Oh my. Oh, who's your? Oh.
You can't take that on.
No.
I wouldn't have fired Dennis Allen, honestly. You said this when he got hired.
Yep.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen. Like, come on.
But I'd have kept him until you go really bad next year, and this offseason you have to blow everything up. And they don't even have a ton of contracts to move off. I don't know why they gave Kamara that deal that they just gave him. That's kind of silly to me because he ain't winning with that guy, even though he's still a good player. I don't know why he'd want that job. But anyhow, Broncos made a trade yesterday, Doran. At 5-4, the Broncos. Now, they got their heads caved in by the Baltimore Ravens. Baron Browning traded to Arizona for a 6th-round pick. And I wonder if it does mean that they're just open for business on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could move Cortland Sutton. Now, you brought up last week, and I think it's a salient point. Why would they trade Cortland Sutton to Russell Wilson?
Right.
Why pay Russell Wilson to win in Pittsburgh and then help him win more in Pittsburgh? If you were to get a Cortland Sutton, if he were available, you'd probably have to overpay.
Yes.
And I just don't think that that's realistic. A lot of people on the text line have brought up Cortland Sutton. A lot of people on Twitter yesterday opining, wow, the Steelers could get Cortland Sutton. I think your theory's the right one,
yeah,
that they're not going to ship him here.
I hope I'm wrong, but
I do too.
Just thinking, just like kind of just cut and dry here.
I also don't know why you would, as Bo Nix is growing into this thing, take away his primary pass catcher.
Right.
I don't get that. Do you want him to figure it out, or do you not want him to figure it out? Now, I made the same argument with Kenny Pickett and Chase Claypool, who came off two good years, but I'm happy I wasn't the GM of the Steelers at that point. Like, you want your young guy to grow. So I don't think Cortland Sutton's realistic. I think the most likely guy is Adam Thielen. I think everyone's top of the wish list guy is probably Darius Slayton. We'll see what happens. If they don't get a guy, how are we feeling about Omar Khan? Because I think he hit a ton of right buttons. I think Patrick Queen is growing into it. I think Deshaun Elliott's been really good. I think he's had a couple of good drafts, a couple of good off seasons. Russell Wilson seems like the right call at quarterback. Moving off of Kenny Pickett was something I didn't think they'd have the stones to do when they did. He's done a great job through 2 years. You don't get a wide receiver, and I'm going to go, ah. What I have is an A-plus probably, or A at least 10 years so far. I probably got to bump down to the B range if he doesn't get a guy here.
I feel like it's too early to make that call, because let's see how this season pans out and how Van Jefferson ends up at the end of the year, how Calvin Austin ends up at the end of the year, and the guys that are outside of George Pickens end up at the end of the year. So if they don't, I'll just be like, man, well, at least I know that they've been trying. That's one. So I do have to factor that in. They've been trying to get a guy. It just hasn't happened. But I would have to wait until the end of the season to see how these other wide receivers on the Steelers roster right now pan out. And if they don't, and it kind of just looks like, eh, then I'm going to be like, yeah, your grade's going to fall.
I think that's fair. Let the season play out. See where it goes. But if they miss out on winning the division by a game, I'm just telling you, I'm going to try to be as fair as I can. I'm just telling you, the first thing in my mind is going to go, oh, well, what if they had Adam Thielen? Or what if they had Darius Slayton?
Yeah.
Or if they win a playoff game and then lose the next one by like 4 points or something. Well, what if they had another wide receiver? Here's the other thing. I'm getting kind of a Pirates vibe here if they don't get a guy. And that's, oh, we were close to getting Jazz Chisholm. We were almost there. Okay, we were almost there on Christian Kirk. We're almost there on Brandon Ayuk. Boy, we would have done it with Devontae Adams, but he wanted to go to New York. We were the second choice. Okay. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me how hard you're trying, and then you don't get a guy? Now I'm going to wonder if you were telling the truth at any other point. 412-928-9370. Jacoby Myers, someone texts in. I would, yeah.
Yes.
We're at that point. Mike Williams would be the guy that excites me the least, but Myers or Slayton, obviously Sutton, Thielen, any of those guys represent a significant upgrade, I think, over Van Jefferson. Texter, Crowley, all you say all the time is if Russell started the season, that they'd be 8-0, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Again, if you're top 10 in scoring, you could try to be top 5. If you're top 5, you could try to be top 3. If you're top 3, you could try to be the best offense in the NFL. Just ask the Chiefs. Just ask the Ravens. Just ask the Bills. DJ Moore. You brought him up before the season.
Before the season.
But that, again, is one of those...
Yeah, too quick of a turnaround.
It's a quick turnaround, and why are you pulling away a wide... Why are you trading away a wide receiver from a young player who you're hoping can grow and get better?
See, like, that's a different situation because they have two other guys that they can... Like,
sure.
Especially a guy that they drafted in the same draft, Roma Dunze, with Caleb Williams. So that may be a little bit of a different situation of taking away a weapon and not worrying about him, Caleb Williams growing with a certain receiver.
Because you still got guys.
Because you still got two guys in Keenan Allen.
That Adunze is pretty good.
Yep.
Sound like an old man. That Adunze.
That Adunze.
Let me tell you this. That Adunze is pretty good.
Good.
And now someone texting Keenan Allen and Gabe Davis. So that's where I am on this, is there's so many names, and I could see all those guys being, maybe not Keenan Allen, maybe not DJ Moore, but Gabe Davis, all the guys we've already listed. So I don't want to keep hearing the Steelers were close but no cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that many guys available. I don't think there's that much need around the NFL for receiver anymore because all the teams that needed them seemingly got them. Maybe the Chargers still need a guy. I'm trying to rack my brain thinking of anybody else. The Texans with Diggs going
maybe
down.
Niners.
That's a really good point. Niners, because everybody's heard, although Christian McCaffrey coming back, not a wide receiver, but you get what I'm saying. There's so many receivers out there and so few teams now that need receivers. If you don't get one, I don't understand what you're doing here.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn going to join us at 7 o'clock. Right now, it is a Sean Myers fan headline.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.